The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy, that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." The Gospel of the Lord. Today in our gospel, we hear Jesus continuing his talk and teaching of the Last Supper, or during the Last Supper. And Jesus, at this time, is trying to boost the morale of his disciples, who are right now confused and probably grieving at this time, noticing how Jesus told them about his plan and what he's going to do. But then, at this gospel today, the message is pretty simple. Usually it's something we all heard of, to not give up in times of suffering and times of pain. Because Jesus tells us that there is a greater joy that will come out of what we're experiencing now. And thinking of that, he reminds us of our present struggles here now, that even though we're suffering or experiencing pain in our own lives today, that there is a greater joy that will be coming. And the suffering that we're experiencing now is only temporary and only a short time, because the greatest joy we're going to see is meeting Jesus in heaven and finding our own salvation. So today, in our Mass today, let us reflect on the struggles we're experiencing now and tell Jesus that what we're experiencing, and allow Jesus to come into your hearts, into your lives, to help you and help you to see the greater joy that is going to be coming, to be with him, to love him, and experiencing his love today.